All right, let's talk to comedian Kostaki Economopoulos. I guess, Kostaki, the Browns, in any type of form, the jokes write themselves, don't they?
Yeah, they're God's gift to a joke writer, that's for sure.
Well, Kostaki, we followed you on Twitter over the weekend. Funny stuff. You are officially the NFL comedian here. What did you think of the draft?
I loved it. It was all fun. At this point, when the Browns are picking, it's like watching them announce players in the Hunger Games, right? It's so sad. You think the Madden curse was bad. So, number one overall pick, Baker Mayfield, short for an NFL player, just over 6 feet. But what he lacks in height, he makes up for in arrest and cockiness.
That's a lot of truth there, yes.
Yeah. Congrats, Browns, for somehow picking Johnny Manziel twice in 4 years. He was arrested. If you can't outrun Arkansas cops, how are you going to escape NFL linebackers? They like Mayfield because he's got swagger. Maybe he's just still drunk.
Maybe.
He didn't even go to the draft. Like, that's part of the deal, dude. You got to sit there and like it, right?
Yeah, yes. True that. So he was not there. That's true.
He was not there. As a kid, I was part of so many backyard drafts. I didn't have the option to not be there for it. I had to stand there like a man while they picked Deborah ahead of me.
Yeah, but you got the ball first, Kostaki. You got the ball first.
I got the ball first. I never wanted to be skins. I'm like, I don't want to take my shirt off.
I guess the big win. Or Saquon Barkley, right? He's not a Brown?
I think so. Yeah, that's the longest time between the pick is in and hearing Baker Mayfield, right?
Like, yeah.
Oh, thank God, it's not me. Barkley actually broke the draft night jersey sale record, which that's kind of cool. It was held prior by Johnny Manziel, which is astounding to me that he ever had that record. You got to really love a guy to buy a Brown jersey with a number 2 on it, right?
Oh, that is great. That is awesome.
Mayfield's middle name is Reagan, which makes sense because the Browns' offense trickles down the field, am I right? And they immediately flew Mayfield into Ohio to throw out the first pitch of the Indians game. I'm sure you saw that.
Yep, yep.
That throw was super high and outside, which could be the name of the new Josh Gordon documentary. Super high
and outside.
Kostaki Economopoulos, the sports comedian, is with us. That's great. What about any of the other quarterbacks taken in the draft?
Yeah, there were a handful. That was the big story of this year. Sam Darnold went to the Jets at number 3. Listen to these are all facts. These are all true facts. This is the fun part of the draft. You hear all this weird information. Darnold's grandfather was named Dick Hammer. He played volleyball in the 64 Olympics. And he was the Marlboro Man in the 70s.
Wow.
That's a full life right there, right?
Yeah.
Dick Hammer sounds like somebody in a movie with Stormy Daniels.
She yeah. Is.
How did he survive high school named Dick Hammer? other quarterbacks, Mel Kiper says Josh Allen has the highest ceiling in the draft. Yeah, but plenty of crappy houses have high ceilings.
Yeah, right.
That's great.
He got in trouble for some tweets. Josh Allen's tweets were so harsh, next year he's going to host the White House Correspondents'
Oh, that's great.
Josh Allen is so bad at Twitter, the Browns tried to draft him to be their social media director.
Where did he end up?
Buffalo. They deserve each other.
Well, he'll fit in up there.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. And, of course, Josh Rosen went to the Cardinals. That's an interesting story. Josh Rosen went 10th overall in the draft. He said there were 9 mistakes ahead of him. I wish for one second I had that kind of confidence, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
It's crazy that you run around saying stuff like that. Pick number 9 was Colton Miller, offensive tackle to the Raiders. 6'9", 309 pounds. He's the biggest thing to hit Oakland since crack. And I'm, of course, a Falcons fan, so I was following along with their picks.
Yeah, they had a good pick.
I think they did get it. They got Calvin Ridley, the best receiver in the draft, believe it or not. And the Falcons got a linebacker from Yale. You know that old linebacker factory, Yale. They have a good acting school. When he fakes the blitz and falls into coverage, is he totally believable? What is the level of competition he's playing against when he plays at Yale?
Yeah.
I'm imagining a Harvard line full of Zuckerbergs. Zuckerberg looking dude. Do they play DeVry in the University of Phoenix?
Kostaki.
No, exactly, the SEC up there.
Bill Gates comes in the locker room, gives a big pregame speech to fire him up.
Yeah, all right.
Kostaki Economopoulos, the NFL comedian's with us. Now, one of my favorite parts of the draft was when Vince Young screwed up Harold Landry's name and called him Honor Landry. Yes. Was there any weird names during the draft?
Oh, there are so many weird names, and this is Kostaki Economopoulos saying this.
Yes.
So you know there were weird names. My favorite was Vita Vea, who went to the Bucks. You ready for the full name?
Yeah.
Tavita Tuilakiono Tuipiloto Mosese Vaha Falatua Vea. That's his name.
Bless
wow.
you.
Yeah, I know. His jersey's going to say, name continued on next player. It's worth 3,000 points.
You're the best. Hey, where does everybody find you on Twitter?
At Funny Kostaki. It's kind of my playground to do these jokes.
Right.
See how they land. And it's fun for me to kind of push them all out there. So that's a good place to follow me. And you can listen to the podcast. It's called Quick Snaps. It's all topical NFL jokes. It's anywhere you get your podcast. It's free out there.
Yeah,
wow,
it's
awesome.
Good stuff, Kostaki. We really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Can I close on this one? Because
yes.
I'll probably never get a chance to do this joke again.
Okay.
Yes. Richie Incognito, famous for the bullying scandal, right?
Yep.
He's retiring. Why were we surprised this guy was a schmuck? His name is literally Dick in Disguise. Richie Incognito.
Dick in Disguise.
Yeah, Dick in
yes.
Disguise. Yes. That's what I say to my wife.
Is that your closer?
Closer.
All right. Hey, thanks. We'll do it again.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, that was great.